This is Low Moon Origins, and the story continues.
This is Low Moon Origins, whence last we broke. The party was divided into essentially three places. The main groups were in the wilderness at the edge of the mountain lake, having determined by a located object that some of the desperately desired equipment is located far down into the frozen, or not frozen, into the ice-cold lake. And sometime in tonight's session, we will be visiting that group as they make an attempt to do whatever they're going to do next. Rescue, I think, some of that equipment. Okay. However, also, a large group of party was back in town. And Lord Victor had received a somewhat important message from Lady Charlotte requesting that he urgently and discreetly attempt to capture an assassin who had tried to assassinate Lord Ryan. And he had arrived in town there. Unfortunately, the ship has already put off all of its passengers and some of its crew on shore leave, thereby complicating the investigation, to say the least. But it is nonetheless necessary. The third location was the location of Ryan, who is essentially a pile of mush, or at least a badly damaged body.
That was exactly.
He was with.
Yes, he is in town, but not functional.
I like to say well done.
I'm working on it. Fries aren't quite done yet.
Not very condensed. Okay.
Actually, now that we move those, I can move this and you can have this side.
Oh, that's good. That's better.
I had to put it there because of the holes, but we moved the holes.
Okay. So, as the scene opens, the town is active, people moving from place to place, people working on buildings that they're constructing, people serving at the tavern, people just all over the place doing what they do. It is a sunny day in the mid to low 70s, much more than it is outside here. Lord Victor, and theoretically, assuming you were willing, assisted by Amalia, are headed toward the Dulcet Pro, which is the ship that theoretically bore the assassin to the port. Now, obviously, you can begin your investigations a different way if you prefer. The largest clump of people that you can get to potentially get in contact with is probably the ship. However, you know that they are scattered throughout the town. You can assume there is a reasonably good number of them at the tavern. But they are, having been ashore for a while, they could be anywhere.
Well, they have to say that options are somewhat limited because there aren't that many places to sleep, except for outside.
Well, there are quite a few places to sleep, actually, but I know what you mean. They've got to sleep somewhere. Tents are proliferous. There are a number of buildings that are actually completed in construction, but they're not necessarily buildings that are normally used for housing people. And there are a lot of small houses that are complete, that are one-room houses. You've got about maybe 60 one-room houses. And then you've got another 100 or so that are actively under construction. You know that it is probable that anybody that came had a plot of land assigned to them. Now, many of them, if their careers are such that they don't necessarily need a place to conduct their career, then they might have, for example, sold their land to the temple or donated it to the temple. But those buildings are much larger than what a plot of land normally is. A plot of land is basically be enough for, normally be enough for a one-room house and a small yard that could maybe, you know, have chickens or that kind of thing. It wouldn't be, you know, big enough for a corral or like that, unless they're clumped together. So, you know, like the tavern owner, for example, he's building the tavern and the inn because they've now begun construction on the inn part of the tavern. He's building that on what amounts to about 5 or 6 plots of land that were purchased or clumped together. In order for them to have land to sell, they would have to come here to settle. So for them to sell their land to the tavern owner, they are here. But they could be a soldier, which means they could stay in the barracks. They could be a sailor coming and going on ship. They could be a fisherman sleeping in a fisherman's hut. They could, I mean, things like that. There's lots of ways that they could have a place to stay that don't necessarily include having a house and a yard.
And those plots are assigned when they're leaving to come here?
Yes, they are being assigned before they come here.
So if somebody made a rush trip here, they may not even have a plot because they're not there.
Yeah, it certainly is possible to come without. They would be just free as far as people could book passage on a ship to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they didn't apply for land prior to doing that, they wouldn't have it. You probably know that the process is taking about 30 days for people to apply and for their get their approval and get assigned a plot of land. And rumor has it, it's happening much more rapidly in Diamond Cove than it is in Southern Miskodes. The Southern Miskodes has been more bureaucratic and been bogged down more. It's also a little further away. And a lot of the ships are coming, a lot of places are coming, the Dulcet Crow being an example, coming from Diamond Cove. So some people who are coming from Southern Miskodes are traveling to Diamond Cove and getting on a ship and coming out.
But that's one thing that's in the back of my mind is if there's anybody who doesn't have a plot of land.
Yeah.
So they might have maybe if this was not a planned escape.
Right.
So if you want to cope?
Sure. Okay. So, are you comfortable with heading toward the ship?
Yes.
The captain has already been contacted, and he is willing for you to come on board and interview any sailors, that kind of thing. That's how you got the list of the passengers and the crew. He is aware. He is not aware of the nature of your search. He is all, like what you're actually looking for. He only knows he knows that you're looking for someone who may have come on his ship to the island. That's all he knows. He doesn't know why. Okay. So.
And I'm assuming his crew also would take a minute
to go on shore. Also, the captains of the vessels a lot of times are being consulted because remember, a lot of the people that are coming, most of them don't have surnames. So basically, their plot of land is being assigned by their name and their description. And that's enough material. And then the captain says, yes, this is so and so. And they have the document, which is a bearer document, which has their description. Yeah, the person has the document.
So was he here?
There's quite a bit of opportunity.
Were there any of his passengers that were not so prepared? That did not carry such documents?
No, all 40 of the passengers had an assigned plot of land. Now, he was well aware that some of them might be selling it or trading it. Okay, so going to the ship?
Yep.
All right, so you and Amalia take a launch out because it is parked offshore. As you are going, you see considerable fishing going on. There are a couple of other ships that are in port as well, but they are not military. All the military ships are out off the eastern edge of the island in case of an undead armada should round the island or land or whatever. So, less chatter, more work as you get down toward the shipyard. I'll turn that down a little bit.
It's not that loud.
Okay.
Only for you.
Yep. All right. Aboard ship, you meet the captain. He shakes your hand. He's extremely respectful both to you and Amalia. And he offers you to use his cabin if you wish to question any crew. He prefers that you do it in there rather than going around and talking to them while they're doing their jobs.
Sure. How many of the crew are currently on board?
So how many? I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. 32. There are only 8 ashore. And after I got your message that you might be coming out, I did have a couple of them that I held up in case they could be useful to you.
Well, if you want to send them first, that way we don't hold up there. Okay. Then you won't get the message.
I think I can do that. So he would hand off facilitating, like sending the crew into you to one of his mates, but he informs him to have the guys who are eligible for shore leave come first, guys or girls, but they do have women on the crew as well. Okay? And so the very first crewman who comes in is Jack. Who is Jack? Caleb? Okay. So Caleb will be playing the part of Jack. What you see before you is a young man in his early 20s, brown hair, blue eyes, 5.5-ish foot tall, 160 pounds or so, and he seems energetic, kind of bounces in the room. This is Landsman Jack. He will cooperate with your questions.
And
they close the door behind you. You see Victor, who kind of gives a part of a knight, heavy physique, a little bit older gentleman, not old by any means now, because of the blood.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And a young woman in her early 20s, late teens, black hair just below her chin, very fair skin, pretty. And she's wearing what you call merchant clothes, fine clothes, a silk blouse, light blue in color. And she sort of sits back, and it appears that you're more dealing with him.
Were you told why you were coming in? No fear that you're in any trouble or anything. I just have some questions related to the ship and its journey and such. What's your main duty on the ship? And how long have you been with the ship?
How long did I make it up?
Yeah.
When in doubt?
Bye.
I've been on the ship for 4 years.
Did you have any interactions with the passengers on your most recent trip?
My pen.
But if none of your clues on your sheet tell you anything about it, having interaction, then you just say no. And if they do, then you just say yes. He's not asking you what you did. Then he'll be asked you what you did, then you can answer.
What were your interactions with the passengers?
Passengers asked on the dock.
Do you know who this passenger was?
Say that. Did he ask, does he know who he was?
Yeah.
Okay. No. I don't believe so.
Can you describe him?
It's a woman with a lot of...
That's a different clue. He's asking you if you can describe the guy who brought the chest on board. Hold on. I can help you. I just have to find you.
Doesn't say on the
ASMR. All the A's are the same.
Yeah, that's an A, it's the same.
Becky.
Maybe not.
Things are good.
Good one.
I do think I prefer the other one.
Yeah, the thick and chunky is a better sauce.
This one's a little runnier.
Maybe I can help it.
Well, and it's
thinner.
We didn't get a good enough look.
Yeah, just say I was working and I was not really paying attention.
I was working and I really was not paying attention.
But it was a man.
No. Can't find it on the list?
No.
Hold on, let me get over here. I transferred the typed up paper so people would not be so hard to read my handwriting, and then I can't find it. So. No, it was a woman. Okay, look.
Woman.
It was a woman, but she had a large chest.
It was a woman.
Not that kind of large chest.
Sorry, I'm 12.
Right.
You were right. How could they even doubt us?
I know, right?
Did you meet any of the other passengers or have any other dealings with them?
Yes. There's a woman with a lot of luggage stands overly protective of her belongings.
She's going to ask me who the woman was.
Interview.
Any of the passengers acting strangely beyond that?
There was one passenger who kept to himself. He had brown hair and was maybe 5.5 feet tall. I can identify him.
Wouldn't be dinner if it wasn't on my shirt.
Did you say he kept to himself?
Yeah. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMN. GIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Any of the crew acting strangely during the journey?
No.
Have you known most, or any of them, or are any of the new members of the crew that you're aware of?
No.
Sorry. So, my brain always goes to the simple things like, did you notice anyone with blood on their hands?
One more.
Did there seem to be anybody that was particularly anxious to leave the ship, or was there any sort of fighting or issues amongst the crew?
No.
It was your opinion that basically once the ship docked, everybody wanted to get off pretty quickly. I mean, not any one person more than any other.
Would you say the majority of the people coming to Adventure Island are like
when you
working types?
Just in case I need to catch you, do you have any? What are your plans during your leave?
Going to the tavern first thing. Got money burning a hole in your pocket.
What?
You've got money burning a hole in your pocket. You're ready to spend your money.
Go to the tavern. Get drunk. I'm going to go to the tavern.
Okay.
It's going to get crunk.
While you were at Diamond Cove, did you leave the ship?
No.
Did any of the crew leave the ship or come back unexpectedly?
There was no shore leave. Maybe officers?
No shore leave. Maybe officers?
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor told from a certain point of view.
Would you happen to have any additional questions? Otherwise, I think we might be done with this one.
I think we're done. At that point, there's a knock on the door. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Welcome. You are good to leave, Jack. Thank you very much for your time.
You're done. We should totally do a big comeback.
Well,
right.
Let me help Molly and Zeppelin back up.
She slammed his face in the table. Victor's like, listen. You can get an answer, so I can walk out of this room and let her convince you.
Okay.
And then Molly goes, I'm the bad cop.
As he is leaving,
I'm the nice guy.
A second person is lined up already to come in. It is Sophia. A woman who looks to be in her early 40s, black hair, blue eyes. She's been 5.5 foot tall, about 160 pounds.
No Sophia for me.
What'd you say?
No Sophia for me.
And according to my list, you have it. It's number 17.
Look at you.
Womp, womp,
womp. She probably thinks it's not high up.
Interesting. It's number 19.
No, Sophia.
Oh, no.
Sophia.
Oh, that's Grace.
It has the word Grace for her name.
That's number 17 is Grace.
Suspect.
Oh, wow.
Suspect.
So weird.
Metagaming.
Oh, is this list different from that list? That is so weird. Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Metagaming.
Oh, yeah, I know why. I was looking at passengers. My bad. So it's Grace. But I was looking at the passenger list.
Gotcha. Metagaming. Okay.
Grace it is. 32. Dark hair, blue eyes, 5.5 foot tall, 150 pounds. Charming. Charming, attractive, very physical-looking woman.
Have a seat.
Master Mariner Grace at your disposal, Lord Victor.
You can obviously stand. No worries here. Just have some questions to ask you in general. During the trip here, did you have a chance to interact with any of the passengers?
last-minute passenger did rush the dock and boarded the ship with a large chest.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
Did you get an H by any chance? Do you have an H? Did they give you an H?
No.
No? Good. Okay. Good. That'll come later if you need it.
Good.
You're good.
Good.
You're doing fine.
Now join. Now strike him down.
Now I'm looking at you.
Kill them all. Just ignore that.
Pretend that never happened.
It's an entire town and a ship mystery, yeah. So good luck.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Take all day.
Any of the other passengers?
Change the language.
Not that one.
Nope.
Wait,
there was a woman. Very protective over her luggage. She had a lot of it.
These are practice stories.
They're what?
Almost as though these are practice stories.
You can start with the children.
They're still learning the art of
acting. Yep.
Did you... Yeah. You escaped. While you were in Diamond Cove, did you leave the ship at all?
No shoulder.
No. Are you aware of any of the crew that did?
Standard or extra?
His character dead.
Did you hear if there was any trouble with any of the passengers?
Not to anyone.
All right. Yes.
And Siegel, how long have you been with the ship?
I think it's about 7 years.
Okay, she's a master mariner, so.
She's an M&M.
Makes good sense.
Any issues with any of the crew while you were on the trip? Any particular plans for your leave when you get off the ship?
Maybe fishing. You like fishing?
Probably fishing.
Dear, let's keep it moving. She doesn't laugh, obviously.
Oh,
sure. She just says,
I'm thinking you're talking to Sherry. Oh, now you're talking to Sherry.
Sorry, role playing here. So, let's keep moving. Yeah.
I think that is all for you. Sherry, yeah, that's true. We have to have this done sometime today. There are 32
crewmen plus 48 passengers that went into town, one of which is probably guilty. So, just saying, we got to get moving.
Next.
Chop chop.
Okay.
Why?
Zoe.
What number?
26.
Able Seaman Zoe. She is the last of those to be stopped from taking shore leave. She comes in. She's in her mid-20s. Brown hair. Blue eyes. 5.5 foot tall. 150 pounds. Female, obviously. Her eyes do glance around the room, and she looks kind of up and down, both you and Amalia, to assess what's going on.
Have a seat. We'll keep this pretty quick. During your trip over, did you have any opportunity of interacting with the passengers?
Some, yes. Especially passing, walking back and forth.
Anything of particular note?
So
some strange characters here and there. We had a latecomer passenger, kind of rushed at the last minute. Some people keep to themselves. One in particular is very secretive. Didn't see him interact with anybody. Didn't even talk to me when I said hi. Could probably identify him if I saw him again. Haven't seen him recently.
General description?
Brown hair. About my height, a little shorter maybe. But that's about it. Kept himself in the corners.
Any issues with any of the crew?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing that stood out.
While you were in Diamond Cove, did you have any need to take leave?
Nope. Most of us were not allowed. I think a couple of officers left briefly.
Any particular plans for your leave here?
Just get some fresh air, check out the progress that's happening. I won't go far.
Anything strange happened during the trip out?
No. Not really. Pretty normal.
That's all. Okay. Enjoy your time off the ship.
Thank you.
Unless you like
hanging,
don't get into trouble.
Don't leave town. Leave town now. Run.
Right.
Don't.
What do you got, Ron? First one, 14. Okay. Allow me to introduce to you Able Seaman Connor. Able Seaman Connor is in his mid-20s, has black hair, green eyes. He's a little over 6 foot tall, a hulking man, as it were, 180 pounds. As he enters the room, his jaw is firmly set.
Morning.
Morning, Connor. Feel free to have a seat.
I'll stand if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Whatever's most comfortable for you. He's a little sweaty. Looks like he's been working.
No idea.
Just wanted to have a few questions for you. During the trip over, did you have any interactions with the passengers?
No, not really. Yeah, I have. Bosun gets on you pretty good if you do.
Any particular issues amongst the crew?
No, got a good bunch here.
How long you been with the ship?
About 6 months.
Previous sailing you?
Aye.
You have to look about you. And then, Cove, you have any chance of taking leave?
Not yet. Wait my turn.
Any of the passengers stand out to you for any reason?
Couple, yeah. There's a woman brought on a bunch of luggage. Seemed pretty protective over it. There's that lad that rushed on board at the last minute. Had some kind of big box with him. Oh, sorry, lady. Last.
It was hard to tell. It was dark.
They were wearing coverings and whatnot. It's hard to tell. Some people kept to themselves. Some people mingled.
Do you have any issues between any of the passengers?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Or even by rumor?
No, I just stick my job, do it. That's how you avoid the bosun's whip.
Where there's a whip, there's a whip. That's all. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh. All right, then. Can I ask a question?
You can ask.
What's this all about?
Just some questions I'm having on some issues we had back in Diamond Cove. Nothing of particular note.
All right. Good day.
Good day.
If you pressed, I was going to say I was from OR, but I don't know what their accent is, so I just did a generic accent.
Okay.
Somewhere between us. Okay,
what's your birth language?
13. Lily.
Okay. Able Seaman Lily. Able Seaman Lily is mid-20s, red hair, gray eyes, 5'5", 130 pounds. She looks... keen of wit and agile.
Sir, ma'am?
Have a seat if you'd like. Sorry about this. You're not in any trouble, but just did have some questions for you regarding the trip over from Diamond Cove. Did you have a chance to interact with any of the passengers during the trip?
Not directly interact, no.
Did you hear of any issues with any of the passengers?
Not anything abnormal for as many trips as we had. We had one fellow that just stayed off on his own, seemed a little odd. A couple of last minute people. A woman acting like somebody was going to rob her. Very protective of her stuff. Not abnormal things for transporting people.
Well, you're in Diamond Cove. Any particular chance for leave?
No, we were not permitted to.
How long have you been with the ship?
8 months.
Any particular issues with any of the crew during the trip over? Anyone acting strangely or anything?
No. Not to my knowledge. So what happened? Don't normally bring a lord and a lady into question unless something happened. Bigger.
Nothing particular of note, just doing a favor for a friend. But thank you very much for your time.
Yeah.
This is your perfect opportunity to stand up and go, "Don't question me, peasant!" And backhand it.
Yeah, that's Victor.
Yeah, so Victor.
Sorry, hold on.
He's a common man. Yeah, tonight.
Just give him the numbers then.
No, the names. You know their names. Both of their names. Okay. Oh, didn't I give you the
names? No.
Sorry, my bad. Okay, Tom, what's the first one you got?
Finn, number 4.
Jake.
Lucky number 4.
Okay.
Adventure.
Landsman Finn, early 20s, black hair, brown eyes, just under 6 foot tall, 170 pounds, has well worn hands, calloused.
You know, because he walks in like this.
Not calloused hands.
I'm a worker. I'm not.
You could have a seat if you'd like.
All right.
Logical cowboy. Because he wanted to.
Yeah. Start off with, just you're not in any sort of trouble or anything, just have some general questions that I was hoping to ask you. During the trip over from Diamond Cove, did you have a chance to interact with any of the passengers?
A little. One guy kind of kept to himself. Brown hair. A little shorter than me. Kind of a quiet guy.
Jig around.
There's a couple other weird things on the boat I noticed. Seemed unusual to me. But I'm not a seaman, I'm a landsman, so don't know for sure. There was a stowaway little girl. And I think it'd be right to report her because she can kind of help with it. But I also heard a sailor who was writing another below decks.
I got the same three.
I thought was a little strange.
Any idea of
what
the fight was about?
The alternate.
I haven't.
It's basically the same thing. No, just.
Do I have any other information about?
Sorry.
Alternate F.
Alternate what?
F.
One sailor threatening another.
A little bit.
Okay, it's just a rumor that you heard. It doesn't say K, right? So you're not sure who spread the rumor, but you heard the rumor.
I mean, that was just a rumor.
I guess it is an alternate.
People know better than to spread untrue rumors. Because it comes back to bite you. Do you believe it?
Yeah. Well, it's not good to spread untrue rumors.
So what happened to the soldier?
Do I know what happened to the stowaway?
Just think about it.
No.
Just wanted to bring him in,
not No,
him.
Not really.
Like what you have on your paper, right?
Huh?
What's your clue number?
D.
It just says D?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you know.
About all I know.
Probably a rumor.
Probably another rumor. This bad guy travels fast in a small town. We'll vote.
What's your job on the ship exactly?
Well, I'm a carpenter.
Steer wrestler.
Sorry. I'm a carpenter.
Carpentero.
Being carpenter.
Can you make a map too?
I'm a cowboy.
Can you narrow the bow?
I'm a cowboy. Steel horse.
And have support an 18 pound cannon.
I want it dead or alive.
Careful about that one. Alright.
While you were in Diamond Cove, any opportunity to take leave?
No.
Any of the crew that did that you know of?
No, it would at most have been a couple of officers. There was no issue in short leave, so.
Nah, it might have been a couple of officers.
Somebody could have went in to get the mail, that kind of thing.
But no one unimportant is such as myself.
You were right alongside the dock because all the passengers were loading all their luggage, so it wasn't like they would have to take a boat in.
I was right by the dock.
Anything strange happened during the trip over?
I mean, you heard a rumor about a stowaway and a guy blackmailing the guy, so there was that. But other than that, no.
Nothing else, really. Everything okay, sir?
Everything's fine. Well, just checking in with something for a friend.
Well, if you ever need a table made, look up Fanny the Carpenter.
From Texas.
Or a Bowney Road.
On the Bam Reef.
Sorry, I was going to say, there's plenty of work on shore right now.
Something I know now. Or
probably not.
No, it's your next character.
Sorry, I shouldn't go steal the captain's carpenters.
Okay.
Just borrow on the
one. Oh, did I mention I'm recruiting the entire crew? Alrighty, next.
You said A, B, C are all the same?
Sure. No, C is different.
I just said A, B, C.
Well, C is different.
Yep.
So, pick C.
Okay.
Ooh, my first one would be the C.
Sherry, what's your first one?
7.
Okay. Ordinary Seaman Isla is ushered into the room. She's in her late teens, early 20s. Brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", maybe 120 pounds. Obviously female. She strolls boldly into the room.
Okay.
Have a seat if you'd like. Okay. To start off, you're not in any trouble or anything. Just had a few questions for you. During the trip over from Diamond Cove with loading, did you have any chance to interact with any of the passengers?
you, or pretty much everywhere.
Anybody in particular stand out?
A lady with a lot of luggage got rather irritated with me when I tried to help her.
I struggle
on her own.
Is anyone else?
Guy kept to himself, made great efforts to keep to himself. 6 foot tall, brown hair. I remember, I saw him.
Any issues with any of the crew during the trip over?
No.
Anybody, or did you have a chance to take leave while you were in Diamond Cove?
We were not given leave.
When was the last time you were in Southern Miss Cove?
This ship went to Southern Miss Cove, right?
No, it came from Diamond Cove, so, but this ship probably runs the routes so sometime in the last year.
Less than a year? I think 6 months ago.
Anything strange happened during the trip over?
No.
That's all the questions I had for you.
Okay.
Arden, who's your first one?
I only have one.
You only have one? Okay. I'll give you a word over it. What?
Jacob.
What number?
Number 20.
Master Mariner Jacob. He's in his mid-30s, brown hair, brown eyes, 6 foot tall, 180 pounds. He has a keen look in his eyes as he enters the room.
Hey, Jacob. Have a seat if you'd like.
I'll stand.
As you wish. Start off, you're not in any trouble or anything. Just had some questions for you regarding your most recent trip.
You already knew you weren't in any trouble.
Any particular, or did you have any particular interactions with any of the customers, or any of the passengers, or notice anything in particular about them?
No. I was in my quarters for most of the journey. Paperwork and such.
Oh, he got an office.
Any issues with any of the crew?
All cordial.
How long have you been with the ship?
Not too long. Training. On being captain one day.
It's a good position to start out in.
I know.
Have any opportunity to take leave while you were in Diamond Cove?
No.
Know of any of the crew that did?
Not real friendly with them. I don't tend to get attached. They'll plan on it till they're my crew. Didn't see one odd thing, though. Though, wasn't real conspicuous, so I assume you've been talking to the crew. You already heard about it. A lady, last minute, rushing up the gangway on her way out. Had a big box. I didn't get a real good look. Someone else would handle it.
Anything else? Anything strange happened during the trip over?
Again, I'm mostly sequestered.
You didn't hear any issues between the passengers themselves?
No. I don't get real close to the crew. I stay far away from the passengers. Any funky stuff goes down on a ship, that's where it's going to happen. I'm trying to keep a clean record. I got aspirations, you know.
You know your own mind. Not wishing for
you. I'm sorry, is any of this going on permanent record?
Not at all. Informal inquiry for a friend.
All right. Yeah, they don't bring in the big guns for this stuff most of the time.
See?
Not really a big gun. Again, just doing a favor for a friend.
See?
Well, that's one way to put it.
I know, right?
You got everything you need?
I do. Thank you for your time.
Have a good day.
What do you think? I don't know.
That's what I get. Oh, yeah. In between them, Molly's like, we should probably remember that guy. He's got aspirations.
Yeah. He's going to make either a really good captain or not.
Can you hand that to Arda?
Okay.
That was awesome. That's why you guys are doing this, not just me. Okay. Next to enter the room is Ordinary Seaman Maya.
Oh, me again?
Number 9.
I have 24.
I have 34.
Yes, 24.
Is there another Maya? Oh, that's Mia.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, Mia.
34 is
there's Mia. 34 is Mia, and 9 is Mia. One is an able seaman.
Yeah, so two Mias, there's only one Maya. So that's good.
We'll have to
solve the Mia before. Let's call her Maya.
Which one?
M-A-Y-A.
24.
24.
She's 20. She has red hair, hazel eyes.
Gotcha.
5'5", 135 pounds. Strong set jaw, pretty muscular.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Feel free to have a seat if you'd like.
Just better clarify the meetings,
huh? Not any particular trouble.
Probably do it by the title.
For you regarding a trip over.
Just give him the number.
Did you have it?
Happy to help in any way.
You see me here.
Any particular issues with any of the passengers, or any of them stand out for any particular reason?
There was one fellow drunk male. And
9 is 1. 32.
I would say maybe a bit taller than me. He kept himself an awful lot.
She's an able seaman also. Gosh, they could be sisters.
Maybe they're twins.
Any issue with any of the crew?
Same?
Yeah, that would be weird.
Spelled differently?
Not that I know
of. Well. Wait, there's multiple Mayas? Or Mias?
Am I?
Is this like the whole Janus thing again?
I guess. But they are two totally different characters. One's 27 and one's 29. But they're both great days this evening.
I got the old one.
There's five Janus.
While you were in Diamond Cove, did you have any chance to take leave?
Nope.
No, not really at all.
During the trip over, anything strange happened?
Only if it's on your sheets.
Not that I am heard of. This. I have not heard of anything that would fall under that.
I've got nothing else for you, then. You're free to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Next is Ordinary Seaman Noah. He did not build this boat.
So he is a carpenter?
He did try to bring out a bunch of animals.
He's a mate.
All right, what's the number?
He's 20. He has ginger hair, blue eyes. He's almost 6 foot tall, 105 pounds. And he comes in the door of the room even before it's fully open and closes it behind him.
Which one?
Apparently he is eager.
Me.
Abel Seaman Noah. Number 6. Because
there's an Abel Seaman Noah.
There's another Abel Seaman. Yeah, okay, there you go. Well, you got 40 people, so.
Name yeah, there's going to be some repeats.
How responsible of them.
It's a landsman.
Can I have a seat, Noah?
How am I a sailing master / navigator?
You're not in any...
He's just starting. His job is sailing master. He's just starting.
Ready to prove yourself.
Excited.
Learning, training.
Yeah. Just to lead off, you're not in any trouble. Just had some questions for you regarding most recent voyage. Did you have a chance to interact with any of the passengers or anything about them stand out to you?
Well, we did have. There was a woman with a lot of luggage and a little detective.
You really made a choice about that one.
We're gonna have to find this woman.
And her luggage.
There was also somebody who got rushed on board with the luggage. There was one passenger kept to himself. He had brown hair and was like maybe a little less than 6 feet tall.
Any issues with any of the crew that you're aware of? While you were in Diamond Cove, did you have any chance to take leave?
Nope.
How long have you been with the ship?
I've been on the ship for like a year and a half.
What is your favorite color?
Harry Winkle.
Color is,
blue. No, red.
Harry Winkle.
Your favorite color is blue.
Harry Winkle's brother.
What can I have for you?
All right.
Color of the sky.
Okay.
As he's leaving it, there's a second before the next person comes in. It's like, I'm beginning to think I need to pay attention to everybody who doesn't mention the lady with the chest.
it occurred to me that a large chest could hold an unauthorized passenger. It's not really that far. A couple of days, day and a half. Good wind.
Yep. So...
good way to get on and off the boat without being noticed. I could certainly do it. We don't know if we're dealing with a male assassin, a female assassin, or even like a halfling.
Or shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm wondering if we need to track down the stowaway as well. And who knows what she might have seen or heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, next.
All right. Next one is Ordinary Seaman Luke. Again.
Who's Luke?
Okay, look at him. 22, chestnut hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 160 pounds.
Sorry.
Seems fairly muscled, and he does walk in with his shoulders back and his chin up.
Feel free to have a seat, Luke. Start off, if you have any trouble or anything, just had some questions for you about the most recent trip over. Did you have any chance to interact with any of the passengers or anything about them stand out to you in particular?
There was one woman that was overly protective of her belongings.
The other reason why I'm having other people do this. They can play it like each character, it's new every time they say that.
There was also someone who came on board last minute with a pretty big chest. There was one session that kept to himself. He had brown hair. He was maybe 5.5 feet tall.
Did you have any chance of taking leave while you were in Diamond Cove?
No.
Any problems with any of the crew while you were on the trip over? Anything strange happen on the trip?
What are your
thoughts about the political consequences?
Geopolitical
consequences of the Metra and its place in the workforce between.
I keep getting the ones that have the same
answer. That's for you.
He's like, ah, exactly the topic that my dissertation is about.
Okay. Indubitably.
I just took them over there.
Okay, Sherry, what's your next one? Uh-oh. I thought I handed you one.
Has she gone in? Has she gone in?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, I'll hand you. Sorry. My bad.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that was the Sherry. Everybody has one, right?
She's going to need new stuff.
Okay. All right.
What is she doing?
She needs a T. All right,
what's your next
E?
One?
Two C's.
Next one is in, like, next number?
Doesn't matter. Pick one. Which one are we doing?
The other one is ABC.
Ordinary Seaman Ethan, number 31.
There you go. Ordinary Seaman Ethan, number 31, walks in the room.
Ready.
Let's see. He's early 20s, black hair, brown eyes. Just under 6 foot, 165 pounds. He is a very hearty looking fellow. Firm, strong looking, square jawed.
Ever see your slug, Ethan?
Right there. What's going on?
Just doing a favor for a friend. Had a couple of questions about the most recent trip over from Diamond Cove. Nothing that should be any trouble.
Okay.
Have any chance to interact with any of the passengers or anything about them stick out to you while you were on the trip?
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty quiet. Yeah. We usually call me and break any of them up, but we didn't have any fights or nothing. Saw one guy, came to himself, and another was a lady. Came home last minute. She had a big chest. I was going to help her, but somebody told me not to.
Any problems with any of the crew on the trip over?
I didn't have any. They're all pretty good people.
How long you been with the ship?
Well, about 6 months. I didn't used to sail.
Jeez. Thanks.
A friend of mine said I'd be good with the ropes and physical stuff.
While you're in Diamond Cove, a chance to take a leave?
Yeah, but I didn't do anything special. You know, blow the coin, sugars and alcohol. What else do you do these days?
Anything strange happen on the trip over?
I already said. I had some weird bread. Might have just been bad.
You have Landsman Liam then? That's
that. That was all. Weird dreams, too. Weird dreams.
Does any of them involve being inside the belly of a whale?
No. Most of them were about my aunt.
She's your aunt, right?
Well, that's all I had for you.
Okay, yes.
Alright.
Thank you much for your time.
Yeah. I've
explained what the rumor is, and then that's what's going to be about it. Do you have enough?
No. Yes. I have an A, B, and C.
And then you're having an F, too. An F up there.
I need an F.
I do an F for mine too, or this is it?
Thanks.
You can grab it up, yeah. But it goes with that.
Next.
Okay. Landsman Liam. Early 20s, blonde hair. He's number two. Green eyes, 5'9", 150 pounds, hardy looking fellow. He does. His eyes kind of race around as he enters the room, however. Looks a little unsure of himself.
Who am I addressing?
Ron.
Afternoon, Liam. Have a seat, Blake.
I take my hat off and kind of wring up my hands. I sit in the chair, but I sit like on the edge with my elbows on my knees.
Well, we'll start off here. You're not in any trouble or anything. Just had some questions for you regarding the trip over from Diamond Cove. Have any right. chance to interact with any of the passengers or notice anything odd about any of them?
No. One of our crew got their hand slapped and they tried to help this lady with her luggage. Other than that, no. I mean, it seemed pretty normal.
Any issues with any of the crew? Or any of the crews in the any of the crew in the passengers?
I actually heard this happen. I actually saw them
come out. Well, you said I'm not going to be in any trouble, right?
No.
I know you. I've heard your name before. You seem like a pretty stand-up fellow. I heard one of the sailors threatening another one below decks. I told my mates and somebody wouldn't spread the rumor around.
Do you know what they were arguing about? What he was threatening the other sailor about?
No, there's too much noise around to hear details.
You know who it was?
No.
It's unlikely to be related, and I certainly wouldn't mention your name.
No, but I know who told everyone. It was Eva. Eva. She's got a big mouth.
Eva is ghost.
Don't tell her I said that.
While you were in Diamond Cove, did you have any particular chance to take leave?
We weren't allowed to.
Know of anybody who did anyways?
No.
Anything strange happened on the trip over?
No, pretty typical sailing, from what I could tell. I'm kind of new to all this. Is this like a regular thing where we get pulled into a weird room and questioned by a noble?
I'd have to say no. It's pretty uncommon, but in this particular case, I'm just doing a favor for a friend. It's nothing that should be of any trouble or anything.
Oh, all right.
I think that's all I've got for you. I'll let you get yourself back to work.
So this isn't like a review kind of thing?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. I was hoping to get a raise.
Well, as a landsman, the only particular way is up, and the fact that you're working as the navigator or the sailing master, somebody has their eye on you for some promise, so I think if you keep doing what you've done, you're probably going to move yourself up pretty quick.
I know my numbers and my letters. It gets me a step up above over most of you.
Best of luck and safe journeys.
Maya opens the door. Liam leaves. Conway, what's the next one you have?
33.
Okay. In enters Able Seaman Owen, 25, chestnut hair, gray eyes. First person with gray eyes you've seen.
Actually, there was a redhead with gray eyes.
Yeah, my first
one. Oh, she had gray?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Lily.
Must have misread it. Okay, 160 pounds.
The fact that I remember it means
he's in the zone.
Something about a redhead with gray eyes.
Have a seat, though.
Stuck in his gray.
You'd like?
Okay.
No. Start off, you're not in any trouble or anything here. This is not formal, just asking some questions about your most recent trip over.
Are you a knight?
I have the title of knight, yes.
Wow, my first knight.
Do we know who's questioning us?
I'll try and leave an impression.
Do we know who's questioning us?
Any particular Did you have any interaction with any of the passengers or anything about them stand out to you?
It's part of the ruling council, at least.
I saw some woman.
Kind of a big deal.
With a large chest. Come on the boat.
That takes me in the box, that chest.
He has many leather bound books. His office smells of rich mahogany.
Anything else?
There was one woman. I saw her and I went to help her move her belongings and she so rudely pushed me away. Said, don't touch my belongings. I said, wow, how rude.
any chance to take leave while you were in Diamond Cove?
No, not really. I was working the boat, making sure things were organized. I'm the bosun's slave.
The little girl giggle at the end.
He doesn't laugh. His name is Owen, and I'm
going to resist. Oh, wow.
Any issues with any of the crew on the trip over you're aware of?
There was one passenger. He, kept to himself. Brown hair. Maybe a little less than 6 feet tall. Kind of weird. I saw him and I thought, wow.
Anything strange happened on the trip over?
No. I was mostly working my post. The speed.
When was the last time you were in Southern Miss Cove?
Make it in the last year or sometime.
About a few months ago, I think. When you're on the sea, time kind of just flows together.
He's the bosun's name?
Yeah.
Don't worry, when he goes outside, the switch flips and he starts yelling.
That's why I'm like,
man in the sails!
Wow.
Whoa!
Just save his voice right now.
I have no other questions for it this time, Owen. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
You're the bosun's mate that whipped my other character.
I got some people to go whip for insubordination.
I found that when you have a whip, there's a whip.
No, that's what they call my whip. The way.
You know the way.
He leaves. You can hear him coughing all the way down the hallway.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.